HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a holy nation. A nation that is pure, a nation that is void of all tumah. Hashem does not want His people to be contaminated or to live lives of impurity. And that is really how we ended last week's Parsha Shemini, discussing what animals are kosher, what animals are not kosher. We said Hashem Yisbarach wants V'hiyisem Kedoshim Kikodeshani. He wants a nation to be holy, to emulate Hashem's ways, which are holy. And the Torah told us, how does one accomplish that? Lahavdil ben hatomei uben hator. To make a separation between that which is pure and that which is impure. And this is a major principle that every yid has to know. Kasher ha-kedusha mistalekes min ha-adam. That when kedusha leaves a person, but tumah, that's when tumah enters a person. Tumah always arrives when the kedusha leaves. And that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so much that his nation should maintain their kedusha. We say every morning, Elokoi, neshama shenasata bi tohirehi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama that you gave us is tohar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very concerned with every neshama, that it maintain its level of tahara. And many mitzvahs asay, and many mitzvahs lois asay, were given specifically in order to enable the preservation of Kedusha amongst Klal Yisrael. But the reality is that we are immortal people, we're a basar adam, we're just plain flesh and blood, and from time to time, we make mistakes. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that time? So we are told, Es Yahav Hashem Yochiach, the ones that Hashem loves, those are the ones He reprimands. And who does Hashem love most? Klal Yisrael. So what does Hashem Yisbarach do? He sends a wake-up call. That's what we call it today. A person has challenges, he goes through trials and tribulations. But what is really the purpose? The purpose is Hashem is sending a wake-up call to gain our attention. In the times of the Torah, there was a different type of wake-up call. It was called Megoyim. It was an affliction. Hashem would send a nega to a person, and this was a signal that the person had to shape up. There were three types of warnings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sent. There was a warning where a dark red or a dark green stain would appear on the walls of a person's home. And the kohen would come to the house and would view the situation. The house would get locked up. The kohen would observe the situation after a 7-day period. It's possible that the person got the hint, did tshuva, And if that was the case, the nigger would disappear. But what about if the nigger did not disappear, which was an indication the person did not do tshuva? So then the house would be destroyed. And would reappear on the begodim of a person. Person again had a chance to do tshuva. The person did not do tshuva. After a certain period where the clothes was isolated, so then the clothes would be burnt. The person still had a chance to do tshuva now. He still didn't do tshuva. Last but not least, the person himself would be struck with the nega. And the person had a chance now again to do tshuva. And if he didn't do tshuva and the nega did not disappear, so this person now was instructed by the kohen to leave machneis, the camps of Klal Yisrael, and he would sit all alone and he would have to ponder his faith. So what happened over here is a stain appeared on the white walls of a house, or the stain appeared on the white clothes of a person. It stood out. It was insulting. So too the stain on a pure neshama, which we said is tahira, also stands out. It's also not a good sign. And therefore the Torah says that the kohen was involved throughout this journey in order to be able to guide this yid and try to nurture him back to normalcy, to tshuva. The kohen would coach him. The kohen would be mispal for him. He would encourage the person to be mispal for himself. And after the person made the appropriate corrections in their lifestyle, eventually he was able to return back to Klal Yisrael. And this nega that he had and that he suffered through served it as a kapara for the sin that brought it upon him. Now Chazal revealed to us the major signs and reasons that bring a nega upon a person. And basically, it was lashon hara, slander, evil talk, and gasas haruach, haughtiness. We learned last week that a mouth is sacred. You can't just put what you want into your mouth. And just like what goes into our mouth and is ingested into our bodies affects us personally, and we have to be careful from it. The Torah is also telling us what leaves our mouth and what affects all the people around us also has to be guarded. And just like a person needs a heksher for all the food that enters his mouth, so also a person needs to have a heksher on what goes out of his mouth. The Vilna Gaon, when he traveled and left his family hoping to reach Eretz Yisrael, he wrote them a letter. It's famous. It's called the Geres Hagro. And in this Igeres, the Gro writes to his family the following words: Ha'ikar liskos la'olam haba. The main way to reach olam haba, hishmir asaper, is to guard one's mouth. And this underlines a very, very famous edict that we're all familiar with: Ha'chaim v'hamoves b'yad haloshem. Life and death is in the mouth. Wonderful things have happened through the speech of a person's mouth. And unfortunately, lots of fatal tragedies have taken place because of the words that have exited people's mouth. So literally, our life on this world and life on the next world depends on our mouth. And if we take a close look at the Tfilas of Yom Kippur, specifically when we say Al Chet, we will find that most of the Al Chets come about as a result of sins that were committed with our mouth. We weren't careful. And what happens is that when there is a deterioration in the inside of a person, and it comes out through a person's mouth, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu manifests that sin into the body of the person on the outside. The nega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on the person at that time is what we can call a code red alert, which basically says that a person needs to take stock and that his neshama is being invaded by an enemy. Now we may ask, how did a person get to the stage of deserving Nagon? And probably one of the reasons is he wasn't mindful. The person didn't pay attention to his actions, didn't pay attention to when he spoke, nor did he pay attention to the consequences that he would cause with his speech, or for that matter, the consequences that he would suffer as a result of his speech. I want to cite a Mishnah in the Goyim. I remember as a child, my father always would mention this Mishnah. It says the following. It's a Masecht in the Goyim. Kol ha-Negoyim Adam Roy, Chutz Menegiya Atzmai. And the basic understanding of this Mishnah is that a Kohen is allowed to judge all the Goyim that are brought before him, except his own. But my father, Zecharon Levracha, would explain this as following. He would say, all failures a person sees, except his own failures. Haughtiness, thinking one is failure free, is the cause for people to speak ill of other people. And the failures that the person speaks about, he can excuse himself. And as a result, it translates into an ega. Hashem Yisbarach says the following: you caused your mouth to create dissension, to create friction, to create separation between Chas V'Shalom, a husband and a wife. Or you spoke Lashon Hara and you created friction between friends. You caused them to separate. So too you'll be repaid with the same in kind. Mida keneged mida. You'll be separated and you'll be secluded from all the camps in Klal Yisrael until you straighten yourself out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes offense when his children are slandered. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his feelings known by exposing the slanderer. And does that by bringing a nega upon the person for all to see. The person embarrassed the holy principles of the Torah. In return, the person himself becomes embarrassed. And this is really a Mishnah in Masechta Avos, which alludes to this. The Mishnah says the following: Kol ha-machaber es ha-Torah, whoever honors the principles of the Torah, gufo, his persona is mechuvan al habrias, is honored amongst mankind. V'chol ha-machal es ha-Torah, chas v'sholom, somebody defiles the Torah, insults the Torah, then gufo mechulal al habrias. Then his persona, in our case, his guf, his actual guf, inflicted with a nega, it becomes mechulal al habrias. So the slanderer is afflicted with this nega in order to remind him that the mouth is a sacred, that has to be vigilant. Vigilant of what goes in, and vigilant of what goes out. And all that see this, learn from this. And this nega, in summation, accomplishes the great thing. It ensures the appropriate conduct in Klal Yisrael, but not only Chaveiroi, which translates eventually into honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself.